Serenet News. I'm Bill Wise. One word from the National Weather Service. Cold. A wind chill advisory is in effect for most of the state until noon today, and then again tonight from 9 until noon tomorrow. Wind chills could be as low as minus 15 to minus 20 in some areas. The northern half of Missouri could see some snow tonight. Central and southern Missouri could see more snow Sunday night into Monday. And the National Weather Service is monitoring two other winter weather systems for next week. The first should be Monday into Monday night. The second is forecast next Wednesday into Wednesday night. Accumulating snows and travel impacts are possible, but it's too early to tell. The midweek snow could be significant in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Governor Parson has signed into law a $324 million pandemic-related rent and utility relief bill to help some Missourians.
The governor has signed the emergency package to help renters and landlords who are unable to pay rent and utilities due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Emergency Rental Assistance Program, passed last December, made funding available to state and local governments to help with these needs. The plan covers utilities like gas, electricity, trash, sewer, and water. To apply, go to www.mohousingresources.com. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
State Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says Missouri does not yet know the level of learning loss K-12 students have experienced during the COVID-19 era. During a House Budget Committee hearing, Van Deven said a few efforts are underway to find out. The Missouri Board of Education has voted to still have students take statewide MAP tests this year, but the scores will not affect school funding and accreditation.
I can't think of a more important time to provide a statewide measure than right now. We really have to make sure that we use this information to understand where our children are in the learning process. How significant of a loss are we experiencing?
State officials say today's mass vaccination clinic in southeastern Missouri's Poplar Bluff will continue as scheduled despite a two-day ice storm.
About 1,900 people received their first Pfizer COVID vaccinations in Poplar Bluff on January 22nd. Today's event will be for the second COVID shot. The State Emergency Management Agency and Butler County health officials say today's event goes until 4 at the Black River Coliseum. Butler County health officials say Poplar Bluff police and street crews have been working to clear ice. They're also working to ensure that sidewalks and the parking lot are safe today. Brian Hillsworth, Missouri Net.
This stretch of frigid weather is impacting Missouri's farmers. While many people can escape the cold while working inside, those working on a farm will have to brave the elements outside. Farmers and ranchers are often out in the middle of the night checking on the well-being of livestock, especially now that it's calving season. More news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.